What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
What is up, Wikimaniacs? The clip you are about to hear is a sneak peek of one of our bonus stories that we do over at patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. If you want to hear bonus Am I the Asshole stories every single Friday, as well as ad-free episodes, be sure to head on over to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork or just use the link in the description and sign up today. All right, on to the clip. All right, it's time for the bonus Am I the Asshole story. So this is where we can talk shit about whoever we want now, Lindsay. Say whatever you want.
Damn, Sean.
Him and his $25 a month Patreon tier. Who does he think he is?
We canceled that. Sean is agreed at this point.
We could talk about Sean on the regular episode. He would still not listen to it. So.
Yeah, he still won't listen, especially Patreon.
Yeah. No, Sean's doing something very nice for his family today. So we will not harp on him too much.
We miss you, guy.
We do miss you. And that's all you get on the bonus part of this. He'll never hear it from us in person. So, am I the asshole for asking my aunt what part of the penis was required to operate a toy?
Wait.
I'm sorry.
What? Come again.
Don't come again. I need to know what's happening. Oh,
yeah. Am I the asshole for asking my aunt what part of the penis was required to operate a toy? I saved this for the patrons because I love this story.
I'm bamboozled. Okay, I want to hear this.
I'm uncomfortable yet intrigued.
I heard dicks and I'm excited.
I heard tip of the penis and I am intrigued.
Color me intrigued.
I don't know what this character is, but I like it.
I don't either. I'm just making shit up.
Okay, so... I, 26-year-old female, am expecting my first daughter with my husband, 29-year-old male, in September. I grew up in a moderately religious household with pretty strict defined gender roles. As in, since I was a girl, I had to do chores around the house while my younger brother didn't have to do anything.
Ew.
Ugh.
Yeah, that sucks.
Male privilege. Boo. Yeah.
I had to do laundry. You should too. I don't talk to my parents for a variety of reasons, going on 5 years now. So they do not know I am pregnant. Both my aunts and grandparents were very supportive of me leaving my household, and as such have been my main family. Being 6 months pregnant now, people have started giving gifts, and I am very grateful for them. We have decided, however, that we don't want our daughter to be surrounded by pink everything with only girl things. So we made a conscious effort to include traditionally boys' outfits and toys like dinosaurs and cars.
That's what's up.
Yeah. We have told people that any gender items would be accepted, and if it's getting too much pink, we have gone out to balance it out a bit by getting a green jacket or something. Nice. My younger aunt has taken great offense to this because boys are boys and girls are girls.
Oh boy, here you go.
That's a you problem.
That is a children of children, let them decide what they want to be. Golly. Yeah.
I'm going to go off on a rant after this, but we'll get through the whole story.
Go off, my guy.
Yeah.
And she is very verbal and a loud person and has let us know several times her opinions. At my baby shower, my older aunt gifted us a book called Goodnight Construction Site and a little stuffed toy. Aww. A little stuffed toy truck. My younger aunt went on a tirade about how we are somehow making our daughter trans and not allowing her to be a girl.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. I want to square up with this.
Blood pressure is rising. Okay.
Yeah.
She is a very loud person, so of course her saying this was more like a yell, and in front of my very liberal in-laws, who are very supportive of our choice. Pregnancy hormones took over, and I grabbed the truck, gave it to my younger aunt, and asked her what part of the penis was needed to operate this toy truck.
Yes. Yes. Now I love
it's
this story.
The stick shift.
What part of the shaft do I hold on to?
not what you thought from the title, is it now?
But no, this is now I love
the plot
it.
Thickens.
She yelled that that's not what she meant and left. The rest of the baby shower went fine, but it was a bit awkward after. Since then, she's been blowing up on Facebook, of course, where a bunch of people agree with her that I am making my daughter trans and have been telling me that I am an asshole. The rest of me thinks what we are doing is fine, but that I shouldn't have handled it that way. So was I an asshole?
No.
Absolutely not.
It's your damn kid. Who is this aunt to dictate, like, what you want your kid to be like? Dictate. You caught me. Well, yeah, what kind of, why? Why is it such a big deal? Like, let kids be kids. If they want to play with trucks, let them play with trucks. If you want to play with dolls, play with dolls. I do not understand these gender norms. Just because you're a boy, you be able to hammer some shit. Or if you're a female, you better be able to clean a kitchen very well or make some good food. Why? Why are you imposing that to children when you let them explore what they want to explore? It's like the perfect time for them to learn, oh, do I like cleaning? Oh, do I like sewing? Do I like doing this shit? Let them be kids, damn it. Like,
exactly. Yep. And this is like, trans issues are obviously a topic in the, you know, mainstream media right now. Yep. And it bothers me so much that people care so much about how other people raise their kids. These are the same people that are like, oh, you can't vaccinate my kids because they're my kids and I decide how I want to raise them. And it's like, keep that same energy for people who want to transition to male or female, or, you know, want to explore the gender spectrum and find out where they feel most comfortable. Like, why not? How does this affect you? Other than learning a new way of thinking, which is, I know, tough for many, many people in this world, but it's like, just be open to allowing people to be who they are. And it does not affect you at all, at all. Like, what is the percentage of people that are actually trans? Yeah. Less than 1% probably out of the population, but those people still matter.
Yep.
And they should feel comfortable of who they are. So it does not affect you to let them be who they are. That's my TED talk. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Linz, I feel like you have an opinion than us just because you have children. Like, what's your take on this?
I think the aunt is 1000% an asshole. I have two girls. They have five uncles.
Yep.
Soon to be six uncles. Growing up, we let my kids have Barbies and they also had Transformers. Heck, my 8-year-old had a Jurassic Park themed birthday with a bunch of dinosaurs.
That's dope.
That's awesome.
Like, her favorite stuff is dinosaurs, Pokemon, Minecraft. Does that mean she's
those are my favorite things
because
too.
She doesn't do right? But it's like, does that mean she's weird for liking quote unquote boy centric stuff? Hell no.
Absolutely not.
And does that mean she's gonna turn into some weird thing later on in life? No. And you know what? Even if she decided years from now that she wanted to transition to something else, that she wanted to have a different sexual orientation or sexual identity, I could care less, because that's who she is at the core of her person, and I would accept her either way. But having somebody be like, you can't give your kid that because that's not the gender they are,
because it makes me feel uncomfortable,
because it makes me uncomfortable, screw you. I don't want you around my kids. If that's how you're going to be, you don't need to be around my kids.
Yep.
You can go fuck off to Facebook.
Because they're your kids and you just want them to be the happiest that they can be. And so whatever makes them the happiest, you're going to support them through that. And that's amazing. That's what most parents should do. You shouldn't allow anyone else to tell you otherwise. So absolutely fuck this person's aunt.
Yeah. And if anybody were to say something to me like, oh, why did you have a boy themed party for your 8-year-old girl? I would have come at them with the same energy that I just talked to you guys about it. Like, they would not be allowed to be with my kids. Yeah. Their kids wouldn't need to be friends with my kid. We don't need to have you and your negativity in our life.
Yeah.
Life is too short. Go take your backwards thoughts somewhere else.
And I also don't know how dinosaurs are boy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how that became a stereotype.
How did that become a boys thing? And I think dinosaur. That makes me, I feel so much type of way about gender norms. Like, it pisses me off. Just because I see way too many, and I don't know why my algorithm is messed up like this. I see way too many of like, oh, I'm an alpha bro, therefore, like, I do this, do that, like, blah, blah. Like, it makes, gender norms make me mad because now you're teaching your kids limitations.
Yeah.
You're telling them that, hey, just because you're a boy, you're confined to this. Just because you're a girl, you're confined to this. You're limiting their opportunity to expand their way of thinking. So now they're going to have blinders. Now they're just going to see everything is linear and everything is like, oh, it's this way and it'll never be like that. You're not teaching them ways of like approaching things differently. You're not teaching them how to think differently or think outside of what's considered normal. And that's a detriment for their development as adults, as humans. Like that sucks.
And it goes further than that too, John, because if you put them in those boxes of you're a girl, you're a boy, and then they feel other, you know, they feel like maybe they were born a boy, but they identify as a girl, then that makes them hate themselves because they don't fit into this box that you've put them in. And then that leads to, you know, suicides and self-harm and stuff like that, which is very prominent because of these gender norms that we built and keep instilling into our society. So absolutely, like, you always got to try and support your child and make them think, as John said, more openly and more progressively, because if they later down the line want to like identify something else and you've raised them to be more progressive, they won't think anything of it. It'll just be like, oh, okay, this is who I am. I don't have to feel ashamed of this. This is just, you know, this is normal. And it is normal.
I was going to say, like, personally, I think people should just stop saying like, oh, I'm proud of my boy, I'm proud of my girl. Just look at your kid as your kid. Like, love them regardless of their choice or how they feel. It's like, if it doesn't affect you and if it makes them happy to feel a certain way, let them.
And as long as they're not hurting anybody, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm a Girl Scout troop leader, and I make a point of choosing with my co-leaders badges they can earn that are outside of the traditional female norms. Like, we do a lot of STEM badges where they're learning about coding and about the internet and learning about a lot of things that would probably be considered more traditionally male gender type things. Quote
unquote, yeah.
And I love that Girl Scouts gives them the opportunity to learn that kind of stuff, because the world is so much bigger than unicorns and kitties. There's so much out there. And I have a girl in my troop who's super into space and she wants to be an astronaut. And I think that's amazing. You know, and
that's awesome.
And so it's like, I want to make sure that that's a safe space for them too, where they feel like they can learn whatever they want to learn. They can be their true selves. And I think more parents need to be that way with their kids and just let them be kids.
I don't want to drop my mic because I don't want Josh to edit it like really bad.
Dropped. That's okay. You hit it at least once or twice an episode. So it's fine, Josh. But we'll leave it on that. That is an amazing phrasing of what we're trying to get across. Mm-hmm. So I phrased that poorly, but that's okay, because it's just patrons. So only patrons can see how dumb I am. So
are you sure? Just patrons? I'm just kidding.
That's true. Everyone says it.
No, everyone says you're a hot piece of meat, Josh. So.
Oh, God. I hate that just as much, I think.
He's uncomfortable.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.